Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. I'm here with something that I was talking about a couple of weeks ago. If you follow me a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about Gewürztraminers. And I had one from the Rheinhessen region, and I freaking love them in Germany, and was talking about the Alsatian Gewürztraminer. And as I was reading it, I was finding that there was a grape called Tramina that was from like southern Italy, and then it moved around in different areas. So I went around and tried to find a Tramina wine that I can have a standalone and get a taste from that. Wasn't able to get one ordered in time, but I stopped by one of my local wine area and I found this Australian Rosemont Estate Tramina / Riesling. So this is what made it interesting. I was more concerned of just having another Riesling wine, but this one was like 79% Tramina and 21% Riesling. So didn't think that the most that you would get out of it is this really sweet, or I don't want to say sweet, but heavy on the floral or tropicalness of that, and which made it interesting. So Rosemont Estates, if you buy the Rosemont Estate wines, they are very low cost. So I was saying, I'm gonna have another cheap wine. Why am I getting this cheap wine? But I wanted to get the taste of a Tramina. When I went to the store, which is interesting, I went to the store and they was like, oh, a Traminer. You looking for a Gewürztraminer? No, it's not Traminer. Please say it right for me. I said, but the Traminer, that's what I'm looking for. So the actual owner of the store had to say, this is the only one that I had. It was a Tramina blend with Riesling. So they talk about a lot of lychees, fruit, a little tropical, the aromas, had like kind of like different kinds of things. And I was like, okay, let me try it out. The cost, $7.99. So give you a heads up too. If you get a Riesling, straight Riesling, or even a Gewürztraminer, it doesn't have to be cool. You can have those flavors pop out, those tropical aromas pop out at you. So I tried to have it at a little at room temperature. It had barely any flavor. It was not quite flat, but it gave you almost a Viognier. Viognier, the type of wine that I normally get out of France. It gave you kind of that flavor. Not quite a Sauvignon Blanc, which is a lot of grassy, herbal type taste, but it was more like a Viognier that really, or Chablis. So it gave me a taste for that. So when I kind of read back through it, it said serve chilled. So once I had it chilled, then it started coming to me. So let's jump into the actual aroma of it. Let's get a sniff of that. So slightly, I say lime. It's not that lemony, because you know you can, the lime is not as strong as a lemon, but you can tell that it's got that lime type of aroma there. A little mineral. You know, a lot of Riesling has that little, that mineral taste almost, or taste or smell, like you're smelling fresh rocks. So you pour water on rocks, or you go to a lake and there's a lot of rocks there and you pick it up, and you get that mineral type smell to that. So it doesn't really have that popping like a Riesling or a Gewürztraminer would, but it gives you a little something. So if you look at the color, it's almost on the greenish side as opposed to the straw yellow. But decent aroma, not really anything popping out of it, but let's get a taste of it. So, got a little tropical, slightly on the pineapple. You got a little lime there, slightly on the pineapple side. You know, when you get a pineapple that's not quite sweet and fresh, but it's really crisp and young, and be like, ah, this needs to sit there so it can get a little more juicy. This is the one that you would sit there and get a little juicy. I like it because it's not as sweet, but the Riesling side, so I got that Riesling side. On the other side, I'm not really getting a distinctive difference between the two. There's really no distinction other than slightly mineral, a little on the grassy herbal side. They said you're getting a little like rose water or something like that. I think they're just kind of throwing that out there. That's some of the notes that they were actually putting there. The acidity is fine. But I think as this $7.99, this is a really good warm outside. Let's go chill. Chill it. Not a room temperature. Chill it. Get it nice and cool. Above room temperature, but cool, almost, you know, cold to the feel. You'll get a really nice casual layback flavor. You can drink this like anytime. Not like a light beer, because it has a slight bit of fruitiness on there, but the fruitiness isn't overwhelmingly sweet. So for the price point, this is really pretty good. It's Rosemont Estate Tremenere or Tremina Riesling. So it's the blend, and it's part of the Rosemont. See, it's on my table. Part of the Rosemont Estate collection. They got a whole bunch of low cost, $10 and below. So I wanted to get the Tremina. I'm going to find another Tremina. I think I'm going to have to order it. Most of them is $20, $30. They got some Bulgarian, some Austrian. From Austria, not Australian, because this is Australian. Some from Italy, and I'm trying to find the Sauvignon Blanc, not the Sauvignon, the Sauvignon Blanc. So I'm going to try to find two of those so we can get a taste of those two. But other than that, this Rosemont Estate Tremina Riesling, pretty good buy. It's a really good buy. I would buy this just to have something around. The couple of ladies sit there and say, I really don't want any. I got something for you. Try this. Wow, it's not as sweet, but a little crispy and not as. Yeah, I got you. I got you. Buy a couple of bottles of those. Stock up. Really, really good. So, Rosemont Estate, Urban Wine Life, auburnwinelife.com. Go to bougieblackbrother.com and Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, so you'll be able to see it. So we show you the wine and we show you the bottle. So that Rosemont, they got another bottle label on there, so be aware of that label too. Don't just look for this label. They have another one that has Tremina Riesling, but it may be a 2013, 2014. This is a 2015 that I got. It's aged in metal containers. Maybe that's where you're getting the kind of mineral type taste within that. But I like that. I do like that, especially with my white wines. So, Michael, your bougie black brother, and we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life. Thank you.